Mini episode 1015 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 1015. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris, here with our preview of Better Call Saul Episode 4.4. Here's our top five developments coming out of Episode 4.3. Number 5, Jimmy decides not to challenge Chuck's will, thus closing off an avenue of potential conflict. This is a development that we didn't see coming, frankly. For as cold and Saul-like as Jimmy is getting to be already, you wouldn't think he'd flinch at trying to raid Chuck's estate, but maybe there's some guilt layered in there for the part that he made in his big brother becoming uninsurable and eventually suicidal. Number 4, as Breaking Bad figures Gail and Ira debuted on the scene, Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul regular Mike materialized just long enough to say thanks but no thanks to Jimmy. We saw Mike's decision coming, but it was a pretty easy call. On a night when this show veered closer to Breaking Bad than it arguably ever has, it was a treat to see Gail pop up in an early interaction with Gus and then future exterminator Ira as Jimmy's figurine switcher. Here's hoping that they both make a few more appearances along the way, and the guess here is that they will. Number 3. Jimmy's con with the figurines is worse than what he did to the old ladies at Sandpiper, because he's not going to take this one back. When people talk about the differences between Jimmy and Saul, one of the most important ones is the willingness to victimize innocent people to make a buck. This is going to be the first time we've seen Jimmy do something like this and not let his conscience make him walk it back. It's yet another step down the path to becoming Saul. Number 2. As Jimmy's humanity fades out and Mesa Verde's dreams of empire threaten to envelop her, Kim's psyche is stretched dangerously thin. The New York Times theorized that Kim broke down while watching Jimmy read Chuck's letter because she forged it, hoping that he would react happily to it. That theory seems far-fetched, but she clearly was hoping that he'd react better instead of being emotionally dead. Her reaction was the only thing that kept Jimmy's encounter with the letter from being anticlimactic, as most people probably envisioned a much more spectacular scenario when he came across it, but this show specializes in subverting expectations. And things aren't any better for Kim at work, where Mesa Verde threatens to run her into the ground with their anticipated workload. Some critics have also theorized that she might be afraid that Mesa Verde is doing some sketchy stuff in order to raise funds for the expansion, and that, if true, is going to sink her life further into the emotional quicksand. Number 1. As Nacho tastes the violence level of Breaking Bad, Gus launches his prequel war against the Salamancas in earnest. Nacho has just become the most screwed character on the entire show, which really says something. Now he's not only under Gus's thumb, but he had to be shot almost to death to maintain his cover as the Chicken Man's new mole. And with Gus working Juan Bolsa, he's now unleashed an undercover war against the Salamancas, much like the one that he would later put into play against the cartel. It's interesting, because Breaking Bad never alluded to much discord between Gus and any elements of the cartel between the murder of the second Hermanos brother and the endgame in Salud. So whatever plays out here is going to stay largely off of the historical record. But now the Dangerous Twins are engaged in the battle, and while we know that they won't cross swords with Gus at any point, their presence certainly raises the temperature and the stakes. Thank you for joining us for this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Paper Mate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.